Even though India made an early exit in the Asia Cup and are missing their pace spearhead, Bumrah, they came into the T20 World Cup as one of the favourites. Before the World Cup, the batting lineup looked a fragile one, with all of the top three of Rahul, Rohit and Kohli out of form and the brunt of the hard work to be done by Sky. The first game of the T20 World Cup was a highly anticipated encounter with arch-nemesis Pakistan. The game looked to favour the men in blue during the halfway mark, with Hardik's and young Arshadeep's 3-wicket hauls restricting Pakistan to just 159. Harris Rauf and Naseem Shah were just unbelievable with the new ball. The pace and bounce they produced could not be countered by the Indian batsmen, who lost 4 wickets in the power play, including the crucial wicket of Sky. But King Kohli was still at the crease. He took his time at the crease, playing out the pace bowlers and allowing Hardik to attack the spinners, all the while hitting the occasional boundary to keep the required run rate within reach. Kohli was 46 off 42 balls at the end of the 17th over when he decided enough was enough and started to attack. He hit 3/4 of the next over of Shaheen Shah Afridi and 2 sixes of the penultimate of Harris Rauf. The first six in the penultimate over, a straight batted shot of an almost short delivery over long off, was arguably Kohli's best shot ever and will probably be the shot of the tournament. Drama ensued in the last over and India required 2 of the last ball, with both Hardik and Karthik back in the pavilion and Kohli in the non-striker's end. But the man from Chennai, Ravi Ashwin, kept his cool and guided India home to a famous victory against Pakistan. Kohli finished with 82 of 53 balls, hitting his last 36 runs of just 11 balls. Kohli continued his good form against Netherlands, hitting another half century. But the game changer in that match was Sky, who finished with a half century at a strike rate of more than 200. Rohit also found a bit of form in that match with a half century, but he struggled. The next match against South Africa, a match where all the batsmen struggled to play, proved that Sky was just on another level, playing with more than a handy strike rate. He looked like he was playing on another pitch. But his one-man show was not enough for a win. India's next match against Bangladesh proved to be a tight one, with the men in blue victorious and the king of Adelaide, Kohli, declared the man of the match, breaking Mahela Jayawardene's record of the most runs in the T20 World Cups in the process. India also beat Zimbabwe in their last match to qualify for the knockout stages as group toppers. Even though the Indian team looks unstoppable at their best, there are a lot of chinks in their armour. The Indian batting lineup is fragile and currently depends solely upon Virat and Suryakumar Yadav. The experienced players Rahul and Rohit need to step up and help the team. The spin department has also been a problem for India this tournament, with the all-round Ashwin being preferred over their wicket-taking spinner Chahal. The Indian team will face a tough challenge in the semi-finals in the form of England. The Indian team might consider replacing the underperforming Dinesh Karthik with a left-hander, Rishabh Pant, to counter England's leg-spinning duo of Adil Rashid and Liam Livingston. Even with their fragile batting lineup, they will fancy their chances because of the in-form Virat and Sky and their pace bowlers who hit the deck hard.